Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of December 2017. Supreme Court has refused to interfere with Bombay High Court judgment, wherein decision of Maharashtra Industrial Development Corporation, MIDC, and the Municipal Corporation Level Committee to demolish an unauthorized mosque erected on public property at Shivaji Nagar, Navi Mumbai was upheld. Hyderabad High Court has made it clear that a mandamus would lie under Article 226 of the Constitution only when there was violation of public duty, and not on private duty. Delhi High Court has modified its orders issued on the 14th of January 2015 and the 29th of May 2017, and has made it non-mandatory to file affidavit of assets, income and expenditure along with the petition and written statements in maintenance proceedings. Bombay High Court has held that the Bombay Denatured Spirit Rules, 1959, to the extent that they regulate the possession, use, sale, import, export and transport of denatured spirit, are ultra vires and unconstitutional. Rajasthan High Court has asked state government to take necessary action against striking doctors and remarked that doctors cannot go on strike. The government may take any action it deem fit. Madras High Court has directed the authorities to demolish buildings which were constructed violating approved plan. A special CBI court in Ranchi pronounced former Chief Minister of Bihar, Lalu Prasad Yadav, guilty in one of the cases emanating out of the infamous multi-million fodder scam. Central government has extended the time limit for intimation of details of stock held on the date preceding the date from which the option for composition levy is exercised in Form GST CMP 03 to the 31st of January 2018. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has said that when an artwork sent to the gallery is purchased by a person, Integrated Goods and Services Tax, IGST, would be applicable.